Anyway, now it's time to move to all the digital things. I remember we used to go to shop directly and shop whatever we're shopping at the stores, yes. To shop whether we shop clothes, whether we are shopping food, whatsoever that you wanted, yes, to shop. But now things have changed. Now you can shop at the comfort of your home.
Yes.
Sit there, watch your favorite soccer, soapy, whatsoever.
Yes.
And in a blink of an eye, your shopping is by the door.
Sometimes not even by the blink of an eye, your shopping is by the door. Sometimes you wait, okay?
Hence, that's why we're talking online shopping. I don't like waiting, you know. Me, honestly, if I shop today,
yeah,
I prefer going directly and getting my things. I'm still skeptical about doing online shopping.
So what is it? Like, you want to see ipumelendoni, like, immediately?
I need to give it to a cashier so that if I don't get what I've paid for, I can deal with the cashier. I know who to go to. So imagine going online and you do your shopping and the next thing, the internet is down or the website. Who are you going to complain to? You have to wait until it's fixed, and if you are lucky, it comes back with all the records that you actually did pay, you know.
Yeah, but I think there's, with doing things online, there's not always a guarantee, to be fair. There is some, like, you must leave some room for risks and disappointment.
We're talking online shopping right here on The Fix, man, at Namisa FM. So are you safe? Are you skeptical also like me about online shopping? This is what we are talking about. Today we have two people who do online shopping or who would like to explore more of online shopping. I don't know what they do there online, but hey,
that's absolutely. So let's hear directly from them, ladies. Welcome. Thank you.
Hi, thank you for having us.
And then on the right, that is Kukule too, by the way. She's like, thank you for having us, because she doesn't want people knowing who she is, just in case, you know. Did you make people shop online? Now you
just have an online store.
The next thing you have people coming.
No, guys, it's not like that. It's not like that.
Oh, and then next to Kukule too, we have Madam OG. That's what I like to call her. Ongama. Good morning.
Say hello.
Molwen, molwen, molwen.
How are you, ma'am?
I see you bulela nanjan.
Ah, no, we are fine.
Yeah, and it's a humble betu.
Yeah, man. I'm just curious, out of curiosity.
Yes.
Out of all the items you are wearing right now, which one did you shop it? Shop online.
My jeans.
Your jeans.
Oh, yeah.
Shop online.
Shopper.
For me, it was my watch and my bracelets.
Let me see. Which one is the watch? They both look like watches.
Oh, one on the right. Okay. Oh, right.
Well, Tando.
Me was my shoes. I got my boots from Superbalist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see. I think
Skin Top. Oh,
everything I'm wearing today was shopped online, but not by me.
How? Welcome.
So I gave away money. I was like, you know what? You want me to buy on this store of yours? There's this store. Apparently, it's mostly used recently to buy clothes and stuff.
What is that store? Please plug us. Hi, bag.
So it's Shein or Shane or something.
Oh, Shein, the infamous. Oh.
Shein. You know, I prefer calling it Shane, because now she's saying Shein is like, it's a store for girls, and I'm like, why was I shopping on a girl's store? So, I prefer saying Shane. So everything that I'm wearing, I had to wait. But I did not wait that much. It was 4 days. Okay, I wasn't the one waiting. Someone else was waiting. I was like, hey, I'm waiting by Friday. If the things do not get here by Friday, I need my things. And to be honest with you, there were other items that were oversized. And the sad part is, I couldn't take them back. So I had to make a plan. It's either you sell it to someone else, or you go and try to sew it for you to fit you, you know.
I think that's also why I haven't ordered. I've really have been skeptical buying specifically there. You know, I've ordered in other places, but I'm not ready.
Why are you skeptical about Shein?
I don't know. I feel like too good to be true. I mean, I have spoken to a couple of people who have definitely received their products.
Yeah.
But I feel like the images are quite deceiving. You know, they all look so proper. They all look quite good. Well edited, well lit, well shot. But I'm not convinced with the quality.
So it sounds too good to be true.
Definitely is. For me, specifically, this is from a personal opinion.
Wow. Yeah. So seems like Ukuku has not been on Shein yet, but yeah. she has been to other stores. And so far, well, how's your experience on yes. the on those other stores that you've shopped in? Because we've seen people coming to work about Kogama oversized. They don't have a choice, you know. They saw this morning Mama Tata. They were like, oh, flip, this is what I got. So what has been your experience so far?
My experience has been good. I've shopped at Superbilis. I'm a big fan of shopping at Superbilis because of the
stories about Superbilis.
What?
Not stories, but a story.
Yeah. Okay.
You let us know. Yeah. We want to hear.
I don't know how it really works, but with me, what I've realized with online shopping and also buying multiple times is that my size is not actually my size. The size that I get from the shop when I walk into a shop, I'm usually a medium. Mm. But when I go to online, I'm a small. You know, and I remember the first time I ordered a couple of clothes which were medium, and I had to return them back because they couldn't fit the way I wanted to. And there was a dress that I still have that I still wear, which is medium, and it's I'm bambi and feeling funing bambi ngayo, you know. So I've been also contemplating taking it to a tailor, get it downsized to the way I wanted. But my experience was just been a size. In terms of delivery, I have gotten my things on time. I haven't also had any glitches with the take a lot people. But one thing I have to say, guys, when you do online shopping, each is pain or it from a notification in your bank to say with imali
ihambile. It's gone.
Oh my god, it's the worst. Because like you don't, there's just no a return button, you know, where you have to just say like, okay, I've changed my mind, you said go, you watch it go, and they ask you so multiple times to go into the app and confirm that you want it gone, and you click your yes, and you click your OTP if they say you're not OTP in. But when it's gone, guys. Oh my god!
You know, you're shopping like at a normal store, it's easy to like before button.
Yes, you can always take them back.
Okay, when you balance, what's your food?
just gave me more reason not to go online. I also hate the party mali where now I have to like punch in my card number and stuff. I don't like giving my money to an internet. That's just me.
Okay.
I'm still stuck in giving it to a person. That was Kuku's experience. Let's hear from Ongama. Ongama, what's your experience with online shopping? Where do you shop and how did you find it?
How's it going?
Yeah, so they say favor fortunes the brave.
Yeah,
that's definitely what we're doing when you're on there. I've had good experiences because I'm very realistic. I'm a thick madame, thank the good Lord. But it seems like designers are not aware that there's beautiful girls out there who are really voluptuous. So I just let them be. We don't need to fight. We're ready to get to know each other because I'm not going down for you. But you best believe I'm going to look flyer. So what I do, I first look at the stretch material, you know that one?
Yeah,
and then I pick from that pile. Then I take the typical stuff, underwear, safe stuff. But more than anything, I enjoy good food, so Woolworths, hello, thank you so much, love y'all. Good family,
that
good
is
member.
Such a good tip. So what are some of the things that you know you think you should be wary of or that you always are looking at when you shop online? Any of you?
The first thing, I'm not an impulse buyer. Before I even do anything, I'm that typical girl, budget first. I don't look at something and then I start to think I love it. And then I love the fact that I'm a proud African, so I always want to have an African element in anything I do. So therefore that causes me to think before I purchase. So I would advise everybody to remember to find your identity in anything you're doing. That's tip number one. Number two, don't hesitate when you feel like I could be doing something wrong, because you don't know who's on the other side of the screen. Similar to your love life, be cautious. I'm just going.
What about you, Kuku?
With me, is that it can be very addictive if you're not careful. It can be very addictive because you also have algorithms that are built into the application that remind you if you have, for instance, went into the app, you've added some stuff into your cart, and then you probably got a phone call or WhatsApp and you just went out into the application and you attended something else quickly. You know, you get your emails and you get a notification to say, hey, you left something there, don't you want to go grab it? You you know, so it can be very addictive. And also you have, for example, shops like your Superbiz, there's always a sale. You know, you always have to get used to the fact that there will always be a sale.
Yes.
And if you don't get that one t-shirt, you get it someday, somewhere, somehow, you know, if you really want it.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to have a thing of, okay, tomorrow they have sales on your underwear and your bikinis and your bras, you buy it. The following day, it's your dresses, you buy. In 2 or 3 days, it's your jeans. So be very careful. It can be very addictive.
Mm.
Hey, it's a dangerous life being a bank card.
Hey, I mean, I'll tell you one thing about online shopping. I've done an unwanted online shopping that was not done by me, by the way. That was done by one of my daughter. You know, she decided to buy a game online. And unfortunately, you know, with Google Play, it's linked to your bank card. And I was like, oh, flip, it's a weekend. That's the only one I had, man.
Oh, my God. No.
Just kill daddy. She was like, can you download one more for me? I'm sorry,
you know what's painful about your story is that you're getting nothing.
Exactly.
No delivery. No plastic.
It got delivered to my phone. Anyway, that is still tuned in to the Morning Fix. We're talking online banking. We do have Kukule Chumkabela and Ongama helping us to understand the life of online banking. Kuku, you mentioned something.
Shopping.
I mean, so why am I talking about banking now?
Unemali.
No. It's because I referred to it with my bank card in Google Play. Now I'm jumping. Online shopping. Sorry, guys.
Yes.
Kuku, you've mentioned something very important. One thing that makes me skeptical about online shopping is the fact that I get an item that I did not order, or an item that I no longer want. How does the process work? You know, with me, I can always go back to the shop that I've brought this item. As long as there's still a tag on it, I can always say, look, man, I don't want this one. Can I take another one, or can I have my money back? But with online shopping, I don't get to see these people. Sometimes we shop things that are overseas, you know. So how does that process work if you've done it before?
It's quite a hideous process. I've done it before. I've ordered for my partner as well as my daughter. And it happened that some of the... well, one of the jeans didn't fit, because I ended up taking the other jean because, I mean, it fit me well, which was originally meant to be his, right? So what you have to do there is, usually with the experience that I have with Superbilis, is that you have to take a picture of the image or of the, you have to picture of the item. So then he had to put it on and sort of show that it doesn't
justify.
Justify you.
So you send a pic wearing the very same item and to say...
It's optional.
Yeah.
But for you to sort of, not to say speed up the process, but to verify, you know, it's one of the things that they advise you to do. You know, if you're able to take a picture of it, to say it's too small here or it's too big here, do that. So then he did put it on, and then we took a picture of him, and it wasn't going up. You know, it was just like, just there, down the legs. Obviously, the picture was... not showing too much. You guys
are
about curious.
Okay.
No, my things are only for my eyes.
That's why I didn't ask, because it was his jeans, so I'm not interested.
We're not there. Can you please come back to the conversation?
Yeah.
Yes. So then we had to take it back. So with you taking it back, then you have to meet the take a lot driver, because the driver was the one. They use the take a lot service to deliver.
So they fetch it at your place, or you have to go somewhere.
You have to make that arrangement. They have to fetch it at your place.
Oh, nice.
If you are at somewhere else, then you can make arrangement with the driver. And then you have to follow up. You know, you have to have a reference follow up. And also, what I like is that you decide whether you want to get a smaller or a bigger size, or you want a refund. So we're able to say, no, you know what, we've changed our mind, we actually don't want it anymore, can you guys pay us back our money? And they did that.
Perfect. Now I want to find out, with the refund, does it go back to your bank account, or are you given store credit?
You decide, you choose.
Much better.
You choose.
You can
take it back, as well as put it directly back into your bank account.
They should add an option of a driver bringing it cash to my doorstep.
Also, what I like is that, you know, sometimes there's your 70 hours of waiting, or 72 hours of waiting, or sometimes it's 14 days, or whatever it is, time that they say. It feels so good when you receive the money before that.
Yeah.
And I've had quite similar experiences where I received the money before that, and it's just impresses me, you know, because you always feel the need. You always feel the need to think that I'm going to have to fight for my money. You know, I'm always have to. But no, with them, I've received my refunds earlier than they have said it will.
Let's send this clip to Superbulous. They must run.
please.
Like, she's marketing everything.
They must run. Check. I don't know.
I think we must pay whoever introduced Goku to Superbulous. I think they've done a great job. For Ongama, let's get to you. Let's talk about the challenges you faced online while doing your online shopping. You know, it could be your waiting period. It could be money not going through. Or, you know, I don't know. What are some of the challenges you would say you've encountered? Because it's not good of us to come here talk about all the good things that this online shopping are doing, and then tomorrow morning you get a person saying, hey, I've done what you told me, I'm having these glitches. So it's only fair we also focus on the bad side of it. I'm not saying you always face the bad side of it, but you did at some point face bad side of it.
I did, and that's honestly why I decided to go the route of going to the store. Not trying to brand brash, but let's be real, there is mistakes that happen. First experience for me, I decided to be one of those individuals who chose a bank that went completely virtual. So, yeah, things happen. So, it's really difficult. And for me, that's my first hiccup. If I have a problem, I need to write a long email, and Lord knows when I get a response. Sometimes I have to fight. It's a lot. It's very draining. But at the same time...
And you said this is your bank.
This is my bank. This is my bank. I'm not going to say the actual name, but it starts with a B. Finished. That's it. It starts with a B. So I love the bank. Also because I've got to be honest, I also make my own mistakes. I sometimes forget to notify them that I'm leaving. And of course, they're trying to protect me. They will sometimes try to prevent or block your card just to avoid trouble because you're not telling them that you're traveling and you're doing all these expenses, basically. I don't want to talk too much before I become single too. So they do let you do what you got to do, but then in terms of the reliability or trying to get a hold of them, it's a bit frustrating. My second experience that I really, really don't like is obviously through clothing. It's never as it seems. I'm never going back. I like being thick. I like being madame. Thank you very much. But in terms of trying Asian products, of course, it's not going to work for me 9 times out of 10 because they're completely lightweight to be politically correct. So that proves to me that they definitely got so much that entices me, but not for me or my type. As they call me, right? Thanks for you're my type. So for my type, it's not going to work. And I think my third experience for me definitely has to be the food industry. I'm a big foodie. I love eating. I love eating.
Now I'm curious to know what does that expression mean. But yeah, do finish, Ongama. We'll get to Gugu.
All right. Gugu will definitely give you the good stories. But for me, I'm just not happy with certain brands saying, no, we promise you in 60 seconds or in 30 minutes. And then the food arrives then. And it's not what they promised. And then, you know, you're out here fighting drivers, embarrassing yourself. And then your neighbors are like, I knew she was like this. And it's like, no, I'm not. And you know about Karen.
Exactly.
But anyways,
online
thank you.
Is character development, I think.
For real. For real. It's a test for the brave.
Yeah.
Gugu, so what is your experience? Like, we've spoken about clothing. I think which is like the top, you know. But like right after the clothing, there's the food industry. A lot of food industries are going online. What are your experiences so far? And how do you feel about shopping for food specifically online?
For groceries, I've had quite a good experience. Can't complain. I think one time I did receive stuff that were wet because it was raining when I ordered at that time, which was very understandable. But guys, like, I have to talk about this one. Like, buying food ulambile uthole udriver angazi noma ujike egeyitini angazi noma akafiki noma kwenzakalani. It alerts you ukuthetha ukuthi awakho. And then, the driver has the audacity to say they have delivered the food when they have not delivered it.
No.
I've had that done to me and three times.
What happens? No. You get your money back because now the driver says, I've delivered the food and the store would... They have
you can't call the store. We've called the store and the store will tell you no.
Oh, that can't be.
The business that you ordered from is a mediator. It's from it's mediating from us and you. So you have to call them.
Mm-hmm.
And when you call them... Some money was refunded, but some wasn't.
Yeah.
And sometimes they deliver food that is not even yours.
Yeah.
When Namhlanje you order your Zinger Wings from KFC and your Dan Wings, those are my favorite. And then you just get Streetwise tuna. I'm like, Kanjani, C3, I ordered all these things for Abanta Banini. Why am I receiving this in 2021? So it's tricky. What food is very tricky, guys? Like, order at your own risk.
You know,
there you order at your own risk.
And can I add something? There's no accountability because it's a third party, by the way. And by the way, they are when they are starving, you might be the target. So look out.
You know. Before Coco spoke, I wanted to say the only online shopping I feel safe is ordering food like Uber Eats and stuff. I've never ordered before, so I felt like that because I always see Ikuta say me no munte shundan. I don't know the downside of it. You know, I always feel like okay, utoli order on time and stuff. There she's now Coco comes and she's like, you know, these are some of the experiences I'm facing.
Yeah.
I'm not doing Uber Eats and stuff. I'm not saying I'm going to win, but personally, I would go in the shop, you know.
I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Because we're experiencing, like, you know, the fourth industrial revolution, all of those things, a lot of services and products are going to go digital, whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
When are you trying to tell me,
Before
that's a very good question.
Before we fully go into the digital space,
yeah,
I'm trying to get myself married. You know, when you have your wife, you don't have to do anything.
Oh my god!
The man is,
oh my god!
They're all the stress. You know, with you guys as women, you can take the stress. You know, online shopping and stuff. Yeah. With us, we are so ignorant to the fact that we can go to the wrong website and think this is the right one just because I've seen my women going on that website. You go in there, you're punching everything. Next thing, you are beaten because you know you've seen things that are not there. So I'm not trying to go anytime soon online.
Marriage.
Exactly.
Get married soon.
Yeah.
Soon.
Next thing, so we slobola online. What you slobola? Come as Google and get your. We're talking online shopping, not to say I'm about my channel, but this is the morning fix right here on the Misa FM. We have Ukuku and Ongama telling us their experiences with online shopping. Guys, before we wrap it up, let's talk about the advice you would give to someone who has never done online shopping. Like I've said, you know, some would go to the internet and they would go on the wrong website, punching their details, you know, next thing they lose all their monies. What advice would you give? How would I see this is legit, this is not legit, and you know, what precautions should I keep while shopping online?
That's good.
For me, I rely mostly on secondary information. I really love I'm into asking people's experiences. Hey, there's something that I heard here and here. Have you heard about it? You know, there's this sale. Have you seen it? Have you bought it? What's your experience? You know, I've said before that I've spoken to a couple of people who have told me the experience with Shein. I just need to convince myself to get there, but I'm not there yet, you know. I wasn't how can I put it, you know, I'm not that person to say when there's a hype, and then missing a scan, you know. So definitely ask for help as well. It's also nice now because you have your hashtags, you have things that trend. You can also just easily go to Twitter or go to TikTok or your Facebook and just search general words and similar things. Results come up. So there's so much information for you not to get scammed.
Mm.
Yeah.
Ongama?
And lastly, just to add on a very important point, thanks to the Poppy Act, you can always go on the Poppy Act line, which is www.poppy.co.za, and you can read reviews, you can hear what people are saying, people's experiences, and they actually track them down from there. On top of that, you can also use your social media, because people do tell the gospel honest truth that you need to hear before you decide if this is an avenue for you.
Yes, that was good.
One thing I'm still skeptical about buying is a car. I don't like buying a car online.
Why would you do that?
You know, there are reputable sites, but I've read my reviews, and they're
don't
like,
do that?
Flora. Yes, Google. I feel like I'm a teacher now. You know where you are teaching.
This one.
And the kid's like, yes, sir. Yeah.
Guys, like yes, this one is home. You know, because my partner just recently bought a car, and we went to multiple sites. You know, we buy cars. No. But he was looking, just see what to get as well. You also have people on Facebook Market selling their cars. Mm. Guys, scam. Mm. You know, he went to, are we allowed to say the words?
Okay, before you say the word, because it wasn't just about technology too much now, let's just make sure we do this and then we fix. Good music. Good people. The Morning Fix, man, is still tuned in to The Morning Fix with Tando and me. Yes, mama.
You know those TV shows where you are waiting to see what's going to happen next, and then you're like,
cut.
We're waiting for his guy.
No, the thing is, I didn't want to cut you cuckoo while she was telling a story. You can see the emotions in her face. Imagine she's starting to cry, and I'm like,
let me cut you.
Hold
off.
On, hold that tears. Let me go for a break.
Let me cut you off so that we can continue the story.
Yeah.
Please.
Okay, so you go into the website, right? And you go there, you bid.
Yeah.
For you to bid, for them to say that car for you, they need to take out 5,000 rand from you.
Ooh.
All right, they take it out. I mean, come on, if you take it, you think it's going to come back just like that, right?
Wait,
so there's been instances where...
They take 5,000. What's that 5,000
yes,
for?
5,000 is like... Back bambela.
Yeah.
You know? It would say like you're not joking.
Yes.
Because I can easily...
To show that I'm serious.
Yes.
I want to be part of the beat.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So they take the 5,000 rand, and the 5,000 rand doesn't come back. It just stays in that account.
No.
I'm telling you.
Whether you get the car or not.
Yes.
Whether you buy or not.
Whether you buy or not, it's there. You can't get it back.
Even.
So basically, you have to use it to buy something, but I don't know what. But they can't refund it to you. They can refund it to your inside account within the app, but it doesn't come back to your account. So you still don't have it. And sometimes, sometimes you have like other dealers who work within that same, using that same application, like your WeBuyCars, where they also want 5,000 Rand. At that instance, I think the money that they only refunded him was 4,000 of the 5, and they just said the 1,000 Rand was for our trouble.
What trouble?
So basically, ended up losing how much? 9,000 rand. Even before getting the car, and you still deciding to buy, and that's separate of you having to take transport to these dealerships to see the car because the images are not the same.
Yes, to call them to say, hey, but you know, but that's really mal, yeah.
The images are not the same. You know, you get there, the car, it's korokoro.
Yo.
It's not the same. It doesn't match. You know, these other ones, they lure you where they write, what was it for us? I think for us it was 40 kilometers. So the car is failing you and you get there. Oh, sorry, you forgot to add the 200. It's actually 240 kilometers. It's not as new, you know, and you're there already, and you're like, okay, can I see it?
Fight.
You know, so...
Tesla.
Yeah.
I don't know how to fight.
Yeah.
But we're going to
fight with the internet?
Yeah.
No. Oh, but the dealership, guys, honestly, yeah. If you're running a business that involves consumers and money, there is supposed to be a sense of accountability. There is somewhere we're supposed to go for grievances. And a lawyer, shame. Oh yeah, what we all tata long sevens. Well, understand my grievance one, sizolo.
You know, I would forgive someone who buys a car on reputable sites, you know, rather than someone who goes on Facebook and buys a car. You know, it's written 28 rand there.
you want
to write. I mean, what's wrong with you going on Facebook and buying a car? I mean, yeah.
I have a story. Like, literally just last week, a friend of mine says his nephew said they saw a car online. Mm. And he's like, oh, okay, what car is that? Iquantam. Okay, so there's this picture. He's like, I want to buy this car. And we're like, okay, Iquantam. And we're like, great. And then when we check, the price is 208 rand, like 208. So he speaks to the person who is selling this car. He calls and this person says, yeah, 208. I'm like, there's absolutely no way that a Quantum is 208 rand, guys. Come on. Would you believe me if I told you that they actually went there? I was like, guys, I hope to come in and because Nian is our ambulance and win.
Wait, so I've not taken motor for 208 rand.
Yeah.
And they actually believed Uti there's a car for 208 rand.
Obviously the adults didn't believe it, but they were like, we're going to take you there so that you can see the listing. Mm. That there's absolutely no car that you can buy for 208 rand. I was like, you guys even have time. I was gonna take that phone. What are you doing looking for a car?
Hey,
license.
You can't even get a cell phone for 208 rands, and there's someone who believes.
You can't.
Wow. So they were never scammed.
They were not scammed. Nice. Luckily, he went there with like an adult. But I was also like, that adult, it's nice, you know, when you have the luxury of time. Mm. Our weekend is very short for me to go see a car at 208 rand.
Where? You know, you're not going to find even a car that was involved in a car accident.
You
for
know what they said? We made a mistake in Taipei. Mm. We were supposed to put the other thousands. I'm like, 208 rand and 208,000. Abo zero, abangaga.
That's why I don't entertain Facebook adverts because they're always showing the other price instead of other prizes.
Yeah.
Ongama, you wanted to say something before we wrap up the show.
Yes, I did. I do want to speak a positive experience. Mm. Me and my partner, we actually, that is our side hustle. Mm. So we definitely work with good brands. We purchase cars or motor vehicles that are not in the best condition and we refurbish them and then sell them out.
So where do you buy these cars? Do you buy them online?
There's different brands.
Do you sell them online?
So there's different brands that we use. Mm. SMD, of course. Auction Nation. Mm. Dynamic Salvages, Ace Motors. There's quite a few. There's so many online and really, really reputable brands. Mm. And the great thing about it as well, you can go to their store, physical warehouse. Check it out before you go there. Go with your engineer. Make sure it's up to the standard that you want and everything's okay. And then afterwards, if you're happy with everything, go and bid online. The same 5,000 that Google had a shocking experience with.
That was so sad.
That is actually, that's actually used as your account holding fee or some sort of reference. Yeah, it's part of your reference because after that they give you a reference that you use and every single time you purchase a car that is what you use.
That's
and then it works better
up.
And the nice thing is that sometimes if you find maybe you're auctioning for a car that you cannot afford, that same 5,000 can be used for the car that you want to purchase to contribute towards the money and then you move out with what you want. So I would basically say do your research, as I've said before you do anything like that. Also make sure there's a physical store, make sure that they've been licensed, they are registered, they work also with banks because all of these things are in partnership with banks and people can speak on their behalf so that your experience has more joy than regrets.
Hey,
so that your experience has more joy than regrets. That's what I'm going
right
to say
there.
That's a word. That's how you close your interview, you know, close it with. You finish strong, exactly. Ongama, thank you very much for joining us today. And thank you for giving us all the insight and your own experience with regards to online shopping.
Absolutely.
Believe it or not, you've helped someone out there.
Yes.
Now they have a better understanding of online shopping. Now they know the things to look out for when doing their online shopping.
Yes. And Google had to leave us after this gaga because she's a busy woman.
Yeah.
But she also gave us so much insight. I actually didn't know that was that actually happens when you like auction. They take money and not bring it back. Because once upon a time when I was looking to buy my car, I thought I could actually go to an auction. Yay, I was gonna cry if they took 5,000.
Hey, me, I'm not going to give them 5,000. I would rather come in person in that auction, BCT. Because, you know, another
but
thing.
But do you do know that even though you're sitting, you still have to pay that money?
At least once we are done, I'm going to whoever gave my money to. I'm like, I didn't get a car. Give me my money back, brother. There's no trouble. The trouble is me coming to you now, you know.
But also, just some
I don't know. I'll cross that bridge when I get to it. You know, another thing with auctions, one thing I don't like about auctions, you know, and I speak from experience, this thing, I think they just get people to say, pretend as if you are here to bid, you know, so they can get the price to whatever price they want to.
Yeah.
So you are busy saying 10,000, there's someone who's saying 50, you are looking at them 20, they're like 30, you know, and they keep pushing forward, you end up buying for 100,000, the thing you could have bought for 10,000. And believe it or not, they're not, once they've reached their target, that person is not going to go any further. And you're going to feel like you're a boss because there are a lot of people there. You want to be seen like a boss. So that's what happens. We are speaking online shopping, man. Thanks to Kuku and Ongama who came through and gave us their experience. Ongama, thank you very much. And all the best to your business, man.
Thank you so much. And to everybody, because we're a team, happy online shopping. And thank you once again, guys. You guys are the best out there.
By the way, happy birthday. I forgot for the second time today. Happy birthday, Ongama.
Thank you so much.
May you grow and grow and grow, you know.
And shop some more, right?
Especially and shop some, and get more cars. Money. And some more cars.
And get more money.
Yeah,
hey, guys, the car thing, yes, it's get working, but I need to do more research on what the market wants and hopefully start to afford it. So thank you so much. I will definitely take all those wonderful wishes and add it to my financial pockets and my prayers.
Amen.
Love y'all to the moon and back always. Bye.
Bye.
Love you. All right. That was online shopping. We were talking all things online shopping right here on Nemisa FM. Matando, I think we've done our part. When we come back, it's time to wrap up the show and it's time to love and leave some people.
I hate this part.
The goodbye part.
I hate it.
I'm gonna go back, by the way, to our recording last week.
Yeah.
Just to retrieve your name, you know. I can sense that this guy keeps calling me by this name.
I am over the fact that you don't want to call me by my stage name. Like, I'm not angry at you anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you think I don't deserve my stage name.
No, you do. Oh. You do. I feel like it's gonna bring the real you out the shell. You know, I don't know how.
You think I'm being fake?
No, you're not. But I just want to see the difference between Tando and the other person.
And money.
Yeah, I know what you know. If you start calling me by my name now, Bonginkosi, for me it sounds awkward and. I just become too serious.
Okay, Mr. Honorable.
Say my name, baby. Ladies, all my love is blind, man. Shopping online should not be blind to you. When we come back, we wrap up the show. For now, enjoy, Ladies, all my love is blind.